There was a man who had a party with his friends in the dining room while his wife was in the other room, and he said to his friends, "I'm in charge in this house." And he heard his wife say, "What did you say?" And he said, "You can't even joke in this house." Well, when we ask the question, who's in charge of the church? Who's in charge of the Catholic Church? There's only one name, Jesus. Jesus is the head of the church. He is in charge. We have a big picture of the Plushchanitsa hanging there and on the altar to remind us who gave his life for us. Our religion is not just a list of things we believe, but it is most of all a person, our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we believe. On the great judgment, we may say, "Well, I saw the bad example of these people, my fellow Christians, bishops, priests, etc., etc." And Jesus may ask all of us, "Why did you not look at me?" Jesus is the example. He is the father of faith because he gave birth to us in the resurrection and in his grace and the multitude of graces that he got for us. Some people say, "You know, it's much easier to pray at home." I go, "Yes, I pray at home too." It's much easier to pray at home, and God is everywhere. You're right. Unfortunately, churches are not built for God. They're built for us, and I am not everywhere. And when we come together, what we say with our body and our soul to our brother and our sister is that I want to be with you. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. It's very easy to hang out far from the church. But the Lord gave us graces. He gathered a people to himself. He called the 12 apostles. In the sacred scriptures, there is no such thing as individual Christianity. You know, I believe in God. We call him our Father. Let's not talk about him. Let's not get together. Let's all pray in our homes and then meet in a bar for a few drinks. Impossible. The Lord, every time he appears in the scriptures, he gives a mission to people, to Abraham, that all the nations of the world will be blessed in your name. He tells Moses, "Go and free my people." He tells Jesus that he has a mission. And the mission is not silence and lock everyone in their houses, but gather the people together so that they might inspire one another, that they might pray with one another, that they might realize that the journey is not a journey that we make alone. So there are people. Who's in charge in your house? I hope it is Jesus and his grace, that you have at least one icon of him in the house somewhere, that you pray as a family, that you realize what a blessing it is to have a Savior, this unblemished lamb. And at the end of the service, we will bless the baskets. And just to remind you, what is that Pascha bread that is in your baskets? It is a living symbol of Christ, the Paschal lamb, who shed his blood for us and for our salvation. That Pascha, that Passover bread, that Paschal lamb reminds us we pass from sin to life, from death to life. We say every day can be better than the day before if we become better people. Because isn't it amazing how the less we change, the more things remain the same? But once we decide to change, all perspective changes. Our life changes, and people see within us a new tomorrow. May the resurrection of Christ remind us that he offers us life every day, no matter what our health is, no matter what our job is, no matter what our family is. You, with Christ's grace, can bring life to every place that you are if you say, Christ is in charge of my life, and his grace will do amazing things in my life, like bring this sermon to an end. Christos Voskres!